Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm William Rameau, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. And, of course, this is Sports Urban Legend. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys?
What's up? Well, you know, the only thing that's not up is definitely the Jets season. We're going to lead off with that, talk, you know, about the Jets as they fell to the Dolphins 30-9. Then we'll shift gears to the Giants as they're trying to hold on to their lead. 23-17, I believe, last time I checked it.
Yeah.
Over the Cowboys.
So Cowboys are trying to come back here.
Yeah, so we're going to give you, we're going to talk about that momentarily. And of course, you know, we're going to give you updates throughout the show. Then we'll talk a little bit Knicks and Nets basketball. The season's about to start. Preseason's wrapping up. The showdown in Brooklyn's coming up. We'll discuss that also. Give you a little, talk a little bit about the World Series as Giants are looking to put the finishing touches on the four-game sweep tonight against the Detroit Tigers. And then lastly, as usual, you know, we'll talk sports entertainment. We'll talk a little WWE as the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view's coming up. You know, we'll throw some ideas about some rumors that might go down tonight and give a little preview. But, of course, you know, we can't do the show without you folks. The number to call in is 213-325-3434. That's 213-325-3434. Wait, oops, that's the wrong number. My fault. I'm giving out another number for some reason. This is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. What is up with me? I'm giving out a different number.
Okay.
Anyway, discard the other number I gave before, folks. You gotta love it. All right, well, you know, we're here to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. And, of course, let's talk, unfortunately, about the Jets here. As Jets pretty much got their butt handed to them, which is the polite way of saying what happened to them, as they fell at home at MetLife Stadium by the score of 30-9. And the Jets, man, they just, as you could tell by the score, man, the Jets, they literally couldn't do anything. I mean, they were outscored throughout the whole game. I mean, the Jets, I mean, they finished the half being down like, what was it, 17-0?
Yep.
And pretty much that was all she wrote. I mean, Jets did get a measly touchdown, through a touchdown by Sanchez, but that was after, you know, they were blown out handedly. All their offense could muster was a touchdown and a field goal. I mean, as you could tell by the final score, nothing pretty much happened. I mean, there was a play in the game. I think this was in the second or third quarter where Sean Green he went for a 32-yard rush, but since he can only run at one, he only had, you know, one type of speed. He doesn't have blazing speed. You know, he could have easily, you know, avoided the tackle, and kudos to the cast for, you know, trying to block for him. But since, you know, Sean Green only has one style of running. He doesn't have blazing speed. You know, he was eventually shortly afterwards tackled. So I guess those are one of the highlights of the game. But other than that, you know, they just got their butts handed to them.
Yeah, I mean, the special teams for the Dolphins, they did a great job today. They blocked a punt. They blocked a field goal.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, their special teams was all over the place today.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt Moore, who stepped in for Tannehill.
Tannehill, right.
You know, he did a great job. I think he was like 11-19 for 131 yards. So,
yep.
He did a good job today.
He definitely did. He made the Jets feel like visitors in their own stadium with his performance.
Yeah. Sanchez, I mean, he didn't play that bad. I mean,
He threw too much. I mean, he went, what was it, like 26 or 54? I mean,
yeah.
Come on, I mean.
But, you know, you can't blame that because he doesn't have that many weapons around him to torture.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's very true.
You know.
Fine about that.
And I know there are, like, some people that were chanting for Tebow to come in the game. But, you know, Sanchez didn't play that well, but it was Dolphins special teams today that won the game.
The season, you know, is pretty much over. Even though they're halfway there. I mean, they're 3-5. They lost another divisional game back-to-back. They lost the Patriots and, of course, Dolphins.
Yeah.
So whatever advantage they had coming into the Patriots season, you know, that's pretty much a wash now.
Well, I mean, they have a bye week, right? So, I mean, they're 3-5 right now. And, you know, bye week. You know,
you're talking about the way they play today. They have two bye weeks in a row. Oh, man.
Well, they're going to have to get things together. You know, they're going to have to figure it out. And they'll have to use this week off to, you know, find out where they go from here.
Yep.
Whether they want Tebow as the starting quarterback or Sanchez continues to start. And they also have to, like, the offense, man. They got to do something about the offense because Sanchez really doesn't have that many weapons right now surrounding him.
Yeah. Yep. You're right about that. Going to Tebow isn't going to solve anything anyway because, you know, there isn't a lot of pieces around him. And, two, Sanchez is the better quarterback.
He is. I mean, throwing-wise, he would be, you know. But Tebow, they're not using him. I mean, they're not really using him as much as they should be.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, I mean, everybody, you know, pretty much everybody, you know, knew this would be a disaster having two quarterbacks and having the most popular backup who eventually, you know, became the quarterback of the Broncos last year.
Right.
You know, this guy, you know, had a huge following ever since, you know, he played, you know, in college.
Yeah, I mean, Tebow, I mean, he running the option. I mean, that's the play that they should use him most in, that option pass. And or he could also run. I mean, he would be good as a backup running back,
yeah.
Sean Green. But, you know.
But Sean Green has no he has no blazing speed. I mean,
yeah,
he only has one
more
power.
No?
Yeah.
He's a more power back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they need to use that guy, you know, more than they're using him right now.
You're not lying at all.
I see Tebow more on the bench than I see him on the field.
Exactly.
Come on now.
The only time he throws is, like, they might as well call this play the full house play. Like, when down, they switch Tebow, then they switch Sanchez. It's like, you know. Switching Mary Kay with Ashley. I mean, can't, you know what I mean? It doesn't amount to anything.
Exactly.
Cause even when, and when they do this, generally speaking, is when Sanchez is actually hot, which would make a lot of sense if Sanchez, during that down, he wasn't doing well and they took him out to try to do better. But most of the times when they do this is when Sanchez, you know, is doing well and then they take him out and, you know, he ends up being cold and then they bring Tebow in and vice versa.
Yeah, I agree with you. Oh, yes. Finally, the Giants do something on offense.
Switching gears to the Giants, of course, you know, Giants had a lead, but, you know, the Cowboys, they've been cutting and chipping away at the lead. But as you mentioned, Giants did something right now, so...
Yeah.
Feel free to give us, you know, the 4-1 with the Giants team.
Yeah, well, the Giants were up, and they got up 23-0 in this game because our defense, the offense has been really playing that good so far. And we got 23-0, Romo threw three interceptions in the first half. But ever since then, the Cowboys have been looking real good on offense, and they have the lead now, 24-23. You would never have thought that they would have gotten that lead when they were down 23-0, but...
Yeah.
You know, Giants just have to, the offense has to step up here because the offense hasn't looked good throughout this game. So just got to, you know, get a field goal or something, get something going here.
Yep. So who you guys are going to face next week?
We have a bye. No, actually, no, we face the Steelers at MetLife Stadium next week. And then we have a bye week, I think, after that. So, you know, these next several weeks are going to be some tough games.
Yep. But, you know, feel free to, you know, update us what's going down in the ongoing Giants game. What quarter are they in as we speak, by the way?
It's third quarter right now, about a minute left.
But switching gears, you know, the NBA season's gonna start on Thursday, November 1st, and of course it's gonna be the showdown in Brooklyn. First ever matchup between the Brooklyn Nets and you know, the New York Knicks, and first time a major sports team is playing in Brooklyn since 1957, before the Dodgers, left and went to L.A. Mac, you're still here?
Oh yeah. I'm listening to you. I'm just listening.
Okay.
What, you asked me a question?
No, I was just saying, it's the big, showdown, with the Brooklyn Nets and the Knicks in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, the Knicks are, injured here. Chandler, I think he bruised his knee, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But he's gonna play on the season opener.
Yeah, he's expected to play. Of course, Amari Stoudemire, he had a cyst in his knee, so he's expected to miss 2-3 weeks. Realistically speaking, it looks like he's gonna be gone at least a month.
Yeah.
So the backcourt, speculating here, would most likely be, Chandler at the five and Hamby playing four.
Yeah,
the power forward position, which I think would give them the best defensive presence.
Is Hamby healthy right now?
Hamby's hurt, but I think he might be healthy. I mean, because I remember he was hurt. He was out for the 7 to 10 days. So hopefully Hamby can break this Nick injury curse that he has and
continue
to have the fountain of youth, because it ain't looking good.
Right. Amari Stoudemire, he's seeking a second opinion for that knee, so hopefully he can come back, in the next several weeks here to help the Knicks. But I think we should be fine. Chris Copeland, I hear some good things about this guy.
Yeah, he's had at least a 34-point game in the preseason, which, I mean, normally doesn't mean anything. I mean, he's played well in the summer league prior to the preseason.
Right.
So this guy, he looks like he has some potential.
Yep.
But what were you gonna say?
No, I was agreeing with you. I think yes, definitely.
And I lost my train of thought now. But any case, I don't know if you heard Dan Williams. He said that he thinks the Knicks, backcourt with Felton is going to be, front court is going to be better. Felton at the point, then instead of having Lynn. Because, Felton's more proven, and obviously, as you remember, Felton had his best year with that half season he had with the Knicks when he had 17 points and 9 assists a game before the Carmelo Anthony trade.
Yeah, I think Felton will be okay. I mean, he is he has more experience than Lynn does. But the only thing I'm concerned about with Felton is that his weight. He's got to keep his weight in check.
Yeah. But, I think he'll actually, he'll be more serious than he was last year, because he's always mentioned that he has a chip on his shoulder, especially about what happened last year.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he'll give us what he gave us the last time he was here.
I hope so. And Melo. And of course, Melo, you know what to expect from him. Score 20, 25 or something points a game.
Yeah, but Carmelo mentioned that that he's not going to be that scoring guy as he always been in his career. That he's going to, as of right now, he says, he's going to, share the ball, which hopefully, he means that. So.
Yeah.
As we know, in his throughout his career, once the ball gets to him, you're not getting the ball back.
Yeah, that's true.
Until he shoots it into the net.
Well, he's one of the top scorers in the NBA, so, I mean, he does have to be unselfish at times. But.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, obviously, yeah. Once the game is on the line, I mean, if he got the shot, you know, he has to take it.
Yeah, definitely.
The big shot. I mean, he's our best option, so.
He does have to be more unselfish.
Yeah. But back to what we were talking about with Carmelo. You know, he's not Carmelo, rather with Amari Hurt. This might push Rasheed Wallace to, you know, play off the bench. Guarantees Rasheed's going to play off the bench because, you know, whatchamacallit, Stoudemire is going to be gone, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that'll help us. That's one thing that will help us, that we're deep on the bench and we have guys who have experience, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, that's the great side about it. You know, we have guys with experience, but the flip of the coin, most of these guys, if not all of these guys, are, you know, are on the other side of 35, so.
Yeah.
You know, if they could somehow stay healthy and fight Father Time, you know, they should have a great season.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But they got to somehow find a way to get past, you know, the Heat. They got to beat the Heat, unlike they did last year in the postseason when they lost 4 out of 5, the postseason opening round.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's shift gears quickly to the Giants, the World Series. Giants are at the, you know, are right there. They're one win away from winning the World Series, which would be their second in 3 years. And, of course, their second championship since 1954, when they last won their championship in, you know, in New York.
Yeah. That's going to be Nets-Knicks game. That's going to be – I wish I had tickets to go to that game.
Yeah, I wish so, too.
Unfortunately, all the tickets were sold out when I was trying to find tickets for that game. But
yeah, it is a must-see game. And what's your thoughts about the whole you know, World Series? You know, Giants are one win away.
Tigers.
What were you gonna say?
I think the Tigers, their World Series was the Yankees. Their World Series.
Yeah, that's the problem. That is definitely the problem.
These teams have to stop thinking that they're playing the Yankees in the World Series before they actually go to the World Series.
Exactly.
They use all their energy to beat the Yankees, and then when they advance to the World Series, they can't win.
Exactly. Exactly. And Giants, you know, they've won 5 World Series games in a row.
Yeah, Giants, I think, are going to finish it tonight.
Yeah, they are, because the Tigers look like the Yankees in the postseason. I mean, their offense has gone completely cold. I mean, they literally look like how they looked against the Cardinals 6 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Look confused at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their pitching hasn't been that bad, but, you know.
Yeah.
The Giants' pitching has been better, and
much better.
Zito looks like big threes. Is Barry Zito?
Yeah, Barry Zito turned back the clock into like 2002. Man, I mean, this guy last year. I gotta give the guy credit. I mean, 2 years ago when Giants won their first World Series since '54, when they were still in New York, you know, he was left off the postseason roster, but you know, you got to give this guy credit. I mean, he has one of the worst contracts in MLB history, but, you know, he's redeeming himself, you know, this year.
Yeah, for real.
So, you know, I got to tip my hat if I was wearing a hat right now. So I tip my hat. But, let me see. Let me think about some. Oh, right.
Hell
in the Cell tonight. So, you know, of course, you know, the big matchup is, of course, you know, CM Punk versus Ryback. I guess we'll just jump right into the most important part.
I think Ryback's going to win the title.
I think Ryback will win the title if and only if CM Punk does not have any outside interference.
Yeah.
And there's a rumor that Paul Heyman suggested to WWE that CM Punk has a three-man faction with him, obviously Brock Lesnar, and here's this wild card pick, Antonio Cesaro. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that three-man, what did they call themselves, the three-man gang?
Oh, I think you're talking about Heath Slater's group.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's right. Who they find it? This is not going to be a lumberjack match or something?
No. There's a rumor that Paul Heyman suggested to WWE, you know, backstage, you know, to, you know, for an idea of a three-man faction, which would consist of CM Punk, Brock Lesnar, and Antonio Cesaro.
Oh, well, I mean, he's already with CM Punk and Brock Lesnar already, so.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. But tonight, the match between Ryback and CM Punk, it's not going to be a lumberjack match or something like that?
No, it's a Hell in a Cell match.
Oh, right, okay.
It's a legit Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I agree with you. Ryback will win if there's no outside interference.
Right.
There's even rumors that Cena might interfere too, but we would all assume, you know, the through CM Punk. Because, you know, I think we've all resigned to the fact that Cena is not going to turn heel.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any outside interference. I think, you know, Ryback will destroy him tonight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And, you know, we've always said that, you know, WWE needs to make new stars. And this today would be the perfect opportunity to do it. But for me personally, I don't know. I don't think Ryback is ready. But, you know, hey, if you don't give a – but then again, I've always been a supporter of giving guys, you know, a new a title opportunity for them to prove themselves.
I mean, it might be too early, but then again, you know, Ryback has been, he's been gaining some momentum for several months now, so.
Yeah, that is true. And plus, if they don't give him this opportunity to win the title, I mean.
He might never have an opportunity.
His push might be kill altogether.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of on the fence. I mean, me personally, I'd like to see CM Punk, you know, hold on to the title, you know, so he could, you know, have the whole best in the world thing, because without the title, you know, I don't know, it kind of lessens it. But
yeah.
But then again, Ryback getting the opportunity to be the champion, and, you know, I guess it's, you know, it's good for the business.
Yep.
Let me see, what other matches is there? It's Sheamus versus Big Show. Who are we fooling here? We know Sheamus is going to win.
Sheamus is going to win that without question.
So, you know, that's just... There's nothing else to talk about that.
Those are the two big matches, basically.
What are you saying?
The two big matches, basically.
Yeah, really. You know, you got Miz versus Kofi. I think Kofi's going to retain. I mean, Kofi just beat him, like, last week for the title, so it makes no sense for Miz to win the title again.
Yeah.
U.S. title, is that on the line? I know Antonio is the champion, but I don't even know if his title's on the line.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. So of course, if the team don't know, they're gonna fight the most scholars.
back. There will be, I guarantee, Ryback will win the title tonight.
All right.